I've lost count of how many times I've landed in an airplane, but who would care? For the most part, routine landings, except for the ones that were unusually soft or unusually hard. In fact, I experienced one of those hard landings a while back. We hit the runway, well, let's say with authority. Now, my neighbor in the seat next to me commented very matter-of-factly, Navy pilot. When I asked him what he meant by that, he said, well, I've observed this over the years. The guys who are former Air Force pilots glide in because they're used to landing on big runways at big airports. But the former Navy pilots, they land hard. They're used to landing on this little speck, this ship in the middle of the ocean. And that started me thinking, man, if all I had to land on was that little speck in the big ocean called a carrier, I'd land hard too. That's the smart thing to do when there's only one spot to land on. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about no place to land with your pain. Our word for today from the Word of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and I'm going to be reading verses 8 and 9. And as I read, would you see if any of these phrases might sound familiar in your life? Here's what Paul says. We do not want you to be uninformed about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired, even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. Any of those phrases sound like anything you've been going through, like hardships, under great pressure, beyond your ability to endure? He said, in our hearts, man, we felt like we were dying this death sentence. A dark time. In a sense, Paul's saying he has no place to land with his pain, but one place. And that's why God allowed all the pain. So his options would be limited to one. With only one place to land, Paul landed hard in the arms of God. And he traded in self-reliance for God-reliance. This talented, competent, successful, driven, well-educated man had to reach the end of himself to find out what God's power was like. And when he had only God to turn to, he said, man, that's when I learned who I was supposed to rely on. He traded in human strength for heaven's strength. Now, you can learn a lot from studying the people who got a miracle in Jesus' day. The Bible says in Mark chapter 1, a man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, if you are willing, you can make me clean. In Mark chapter 5, one of the synagogue rulers came. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him. Now, this guy was a big shot. He was an official. And yet you see him pleading earnestly and falling at Jesus' feet. And it says of the woman then who came to Jesus with a hemorrhaging problem that she'd had for 12 years, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I would be healed. You could just see her desperately pushing through the crowd. See, people who got a miracle landed hard at Jesus' feet, totally powerless, grabbing him as if he was their only hope. And their desperate faith released the power of God to change their situation. This is faith that doesn't just pray, dear God. No. It prays, oh, Lord, and it lands hard. Well, maybe you're running out of fuel and you're running out of places to land. There's one place left. You could land hard at the feet of Jesus Christ. You know, that's how you even begin a relationship with God. That's how you get your sins forgiven. That's how you trade hell for heaven. As you realize there's nothing you can do to contribute to you getting to heaven that would give you a relationship with God. And so that's when you grab Jesus and you land hard in his arms and you say, Jesus, you died for my sins, rescue me. And maybe you've never done that. Maybe you'd like to. You want to know you belong to him. That's exactly why our website is there. Would you go there today? anewstory.com. It's anewstory.com. Jesus is waiting for you to pin all your hopes on him. And when you do, you'll be ready to fly again.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.